Good evening, everybody. We are live here for our business spotlight. One of my favorite things to do is our local business spotlights. I love local business owners, and especially ones that I've had the pleasure of dealing with over the years that have taken good care of me, and now seeing them grow is really, really a really rewarding thing to watch and see your friends succeed. And you know, Chris Wagley here with CSC Customs at their new, been here a couple years now, so it's not brand new, but their new location in Baton Rouge on Airline Highway. I remember when this was a go-kart track a few years back. Yeah. So what made you guys make the move, and what motivated you to jump on this location?
So I passed this store every day for 10 years, you know, and always looked in the parking, you know, at the parking lot, and was like, man, that'd be a cool store. And then Brent Melanson is who opened the Rockstar Go-Kart Track, and he did team building. So the company come here, and we all raced one another. And the day that, the first day I walked in, I remember it like it was yesterday. I was like, oh my God, and I'm looking around. I have chills. I said, this would be an awesome place for CSC.
Right.
And my business partners at the time, they're like, uh-uh. You know, because, I mean, this is a lot.
It's a huge spot.
So, Brent ended up selling it. The building was kind of on pause for a little while. Once it became available, I was able to lease it. And really, it's been a turning point since then.
Yeah. Well, and like you were telling me, I mean, that was like a big gamble, a big bet on yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
when you doubled down on this location, it was like all in. And when that deal didn't.
Six years ago, man, you know, CSC's been in business for about 17 years this May. So 17 years. And, you know, I mean, 6 years ago, I couldn't rub two nickels together. You know, I literally had $6,000 to my name. And the first check I wrote on this building was $20,000.
Right.
With $6,000 in the bank. You know, it got to the point where my wife was like, I'm not signing another check.
Right.
And I'm like, write the check. Yeah. Our bank's going to cover it. I had already had it worked out with them, and banks, you know, they helped me out, and, you know, I'm still with that bank today.
Yeah.
United Community Bank.
United Community Bank.
Yeah, man, I tell you, they helped me become what I am today.
That's awesome. And, you know, that's the thing, too. A lot of times for a business owner, it's just like access to capital.
Correct.
You know, correct. And then I got to say it, pardon, but got to have the balls to bet on yourself.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, like that was it. I mean, you pushed all the chips in on the table.
I believed without a doubt in my mind it would work. You know, I had great business partners back when, you know, CSC, Chris, Scott, Chad, I had great business partners. And, you know, some of the ideas that I had, you know, it's hard convincing three people to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and not every time we were able to do that. But once it was just me, well, I didn't have to convince myself. You know, I had no doubt in my mind that it would work. My wife believed in me. She was a big key player in the whole thing. You know, she kept me focused. And, you know, it was a hell of a leap. One of my suppliers that I'm really good friends with, the owner of TIS Wheels, it was like days before signing, and I texted him and I said, bro, I need to talk to you, because, you know, he's done everything in this world when it comes to business. And I told him what I was going to do, and he's like, don't do it.
Ooh.
He's like, you can't grow 300%. And I mean, it was about 300% compared to square footage and
the monthly lease and everything.
And he's like, you just can't do that. And I still believe it would work.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you, man, it was like flipping a switch. From day one, it progressively climbed, and still climbing, has not went backwards since then.
No, and that's huge. And that's the thing too. A lot of people don't realize friends and family sometimes will tell you to pump the brakes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Meaning well, but it's not always going to help you in the long run.
You know, I grew up, I wasn't raised with a silver spoon in my mouth. So I know what it's like to not have nothing. not sure how I'm going to make that payment that needs to be made, or how I'm going to take care of Christmas. And, you know, so me rolling the dice and doing what we did, the worst thing that was going to happen is I was going to just start over.
Go back to what you've been
before. Back to what I've done my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I would have just did it again.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, I really didn't have nothing to lose.
Right.
You know, I mean, I really didn't.
No, that's the right mindset. Yep. And you know, that's where, again, like successful entrepreneurs and business owners is, doesn't matter, you're going to be broke.
Yeah.
Maybe more than one time in your career. Usually,
no
it's
doubt.
Usually it's a few times. I've been there, yeah. and lost it all and had to build it back. And so, like you said, $6,000, and we got to write a $20,000 commitment on the lease for this building. And having a wife that backs you is clutch. I mean, that's huge because, you know, again, like that can cause some turmoil at the house,
no doubt.
Too.
Yeah, she, you know, she was there, man. She stuck with me, and she works with me every day here. You know, she does the back side of the business.
Yeah.
I pretty much stay down here. But, yeah, man, I don't know if I could have done it without her.
That's awesome. And there's those two dynamics. There's either the couples who can work together or the people that don't. I have friends. My wife and I work together, and people are like, we kill each other. No. I don't know how y'all do it. So it's one or the other.
We don't have any issues. I mean, we butted head a few times, but
every
nothing.
Couple does at some point.
It's been nothing that at the end of the day we didn't just, you know, laugh about it and work it out. Man, she's my rock for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you answered one of my questions. I was gonna ask CSC.
Yeah.
So Chris Scott Chad.
Yeah.
So are Scott and Chad still with the team? Or
no. What? Me and Scott talk a good bit. And we are entertaining some things soon. I haven't really publicly put that out there yet, but we are entertaining some things. Chad moved on, and he is doing, I believe he's at, I'm not sure where he's at, but he's in the heavy truck world.
Okay.
Like dump trucks, 18-wheelers, that type stuff. I believe, the last I heard.
Okay. Yeah. So I was curious because I'd never really knew what CSC stood for.
Yeah. It it started with me and Chad. I was the manager at Simple Simons.
Okay.
Right down here, and Chad come in, and we ended up becoming friends, and I left Simple Simons and went to Robinson Brothers, and Chad come by one day, and I told him about an idea I had, and he's like, man, let's do something.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And I left it alone. He called me a couple weeks later. Hey, did you get that, you know, figured out yet? And I'm like, nah, I'm going to get to it. And he called me a third time, and I'm like, man, I need to do this. So I kind of put down on paper what I thought we could do. And I was way off. but anyway, we started this business with $10,000 17 years ago.
Yeah. Now, have you guys always been mostly truck and suspension, or what'd you start out?
So I kind of accidentally fell into the four-wheel drive world.
Okay.
I've been lowered vehicles my whole life.
Ah, okay.
You know, and when Chad and I opened, which was Armadillo Liners of Baton Rouge at the time, we were just a bedliner shop. And we were in it for about a year. We wanted to go, that store only catered me at the dealership. So we were in it about a year. We wanted to go retail, so we found a brick and mortar, and we were doing something one weekend. I think it was a Tickfaw 200, but I just lowered my truck, put big wheels on it, and I put CSC Customs across my windshield and inside my wheels, and went over there. So like the CSC, it wasn't even a thing then, you know. So when I pulled up, they loved it, and then that's how the whole CSC Customs name even started.
Okay.
Yeah.
So remember the lowrider scene was big for a while, and now obviously 4x4s have always been like a staple. I remember high school, all the guys with the lifted trucks, and I loved when all my friends would get drunk in high school and then ask me to drive their trucks.
Yep.
And man, it was so easy to instigate them to go off-road.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I'm like, hey, let's go off-road. And they're like, all right. So I used to just love going and tearing up in the big 4x4 trucks off-road all the time. And it was one of my favorite things in high school. Like, we'd always go, and everybody go mud riding, and, you know, the old, where the Blue Bonnet Mall is, was all the spots, and off O'Neill, and we used to have so much fun doing all that. And so, are there places to go and go off-road now anywhere? Without getting in trouble, we were doing it.
Like, so that's the thing. There's not many places anymore that you won't get in trouble. We do off-road recovery. You know, if you get stuck, we'll come get you.
Okay.
If we don't have to trespass, it's a lot cheaper.
But that's a good service.
But if we have to trespass to get to you, and we potentially could get in trouble, or, you know, possibly have our vehicles impounded, well, that would factor in.
That's a heavy tow fee.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and especially some of the stuff that we would bring to get some of these people out. You know, that, you know, like you asked me about that Suburban earlier.
Yeah,
the
monster truck.
If I take something like that out, I mean, it's $1,000 to even put it on the trailer.
I was going to joke with you, if you still had it, I was going to say, I want to go pick up Asher from school in it one day.
Oh, yeah, that would have been cool.
Because his school, like, my wife and I are in so many different cars and stuff, and they'll always joke, and they're like, wait, is this your car?
So, my wife gets picked on every time she goes to the bank. She's in a different vehicle. So I know what you mean. But I have something you could take over there.
Okay.
Yeah, we're almost done with it.
Okay, that'll be fun. We'll catch Asher before the end of the school year.
Yeah, no doubt.
Pull up in one of the custom seats. A truck back then. So let's talk about, I mean, obviously, you know, suspension, you know, kind of the full range, because I'm looking, I mean, I see the signs, you know, gooseneck hitches, alignments, bed liners, tent, like, what?
We're a true one-stop shop.
Okay.
So there's really nothing automotive that I can't do or won't do.
Got it.
If you need it for a truck or car, you know, we're very misunderstood in the truck world. You know, they think that we're just trucks, and we're not. We will do cars, and we do cars.
Yeah.
There's cars back there now.
Well, you and Sterling did my race car trailer.
Yeah.
I remember I had a blowout and four tires on my on my car trailer.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really, I mean, if it's on the road, we'll work on it.
Yeah.
When I put that door in, I made that door to the size. There's nothing that drives on the road that can't pull in that door. And, you know, there's not a whole lot we want to do.
Yeah.
If anything at all.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys see back there, and I love, you know, from when this was the go-kart track, it's got all the windows looking back into the shop, and you kept it like that.
I did.
The shop is spotless. I mean, like, you guys keep that shop for
it's a double-edged sword.
You got to keep it looking good.
You got to keep it looking good, you know. So when I first moved into this building, our neighbors across the street come over to see what was going on, and he's like, man, I know you're going to paint these windows, and I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know, I love that my customer can see what's going on.
Yeah.
There's this full transparency here. We don't hide anything. And you know what? It kills it, it. You know, time flies. You know, if a customer might be here getting a tent job, well, there's a lot to watch going on out there.
Right.
You know, whether they're welding or cutting stuff or installing or taking stuff off, there's just a lot of moving parts back there. So time flies for the customer when they're waiting on something.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It's kind of like the restaurants where the kitchen is exposed and you can see what's going on in the kitchen. And like you said, it's a double. You got to keep the kitchen impeccable if you're going to have that set up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you'll get that customer who's like, that guy's had my truck back there 20 minutes and he's been on his phone. A lot of them don't realize now, you know, that the stuff that we're installing doesn't come with instructions anymore. Now it's a QR code. And they want you to scan the code to save a dollar.
Get the YouTube video.
Yeah, and go to the video, watch the install. You know, and, you know, my guys, all of them's been doing this for a long time. I probably have, let's see, I've got 25 or 26 employees at the Baton Rouge location. We got over 60 years experience under this one roof. But if I did that lift today and another one comes here tomorrow, we're still going to look over those instructions.
Yeah.
You know, that's, they have Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 3 of everything that we do.
Right.
And, you know, just because we did it this way today doesn't mean that kit will be the same the next day. So we thoroughly will look over the instructions to make sure nothing's changed.
Well, and when you mentioned the lifts, you were telling me something before the show And I want to go back to that story because there's right ways to lift.
Oh, no
there's
doubt.
Wrong ways to lift.
No doubt.
Anyway, I gotta pick on. Like I would, my daughter. There was one guy she dated. He had a squatted truck, and I told her I don't need to meet him.
Yeah. I understand.
And so I gotta pick on my squatted truck people out there.
Yeah.
I don't have any squatted truck people.
Yeah.
But yeah, like. The suicidal squatted trucks that are dangerous on the road.
We will not do that. I've lost business because I won't squat their truck.
Yeah.
You know, when that truck leaves here, it's leaving level.
Right.
It's legal.
Right.
You know, you can't have it squatted like that legally.
Right.
You know, some states and towns don't enforce it as much as others. But the liability, you know, I mean, you can't see over the hood.
No.
All the oil in the motor is to the back of the motor. All the oil in the transmission is to the back of the transmission. It's just not good for the vehicle, and we don't do that.
Yeah.
There are still shops in this town that do it. They cater a different demographics of customers.
Well, and obviously, like we talked, the safety, one thing. You were telling me you had a lift come in here
just
that was like a lift on top of a lift.
Yeah, they had a 9-inch lift with a 4-inch leveling kit on top. And to make the wheel and tire clear the spindle, they literally grinded more than 60% of the spindle on both sides because it put the way that they lifted it, it put it in such a bind. I don't know how it didn't break. I don't know how he made it here.
Yeah.
But he had left the other shop and come straight here because it was on his way going home, but he wouldn't have made it any further.
Well, and for non-car people out there, because right when you were describing it to me, the first thing I envisioned was I'm on the interstate, that spindle, and that front wheel is just going to fold under, and I'm going to roll.
Correct. Yeah, on a truck, it's big, especially as big as that one was.
Man, 9-inch, that's a foot high lift. I mean, so that's,
you know,
we're men, so 9 inches rounds up to a foot.
That's right. 13, 14 inches.
But 9-inch lift.
Yeah. And on a lift, folds. On a lift that tall, with that big of a tire, you wouldn't have been able to control that if it came apart.
Yeah.
There's no doubt we helped that guy, because he would have been hurt.
Could,
but there's
could
definitely
hurt other
no doubt.
Too.
It, no doubt. You know, my kids and my family are driving in cars that could have been passing this guy when that thing failed.
Yeah.
You know, there's no doubt that we didn't help that company.
Yeah.
You know, by fixing this man's truck. We had to take it. We had to redo everything. But we got him fixed up. He's good to go. But there's a lot of stuff, man. We fix a lot of stuff. That I used to advertise that if we didn't lift your truck, that I will check it for free.
That's a good, yeah.
If CSC didn't lift your vehicle, you can bring it here, and I will check it to make sure it's okay.
That's a really good, because there's a lot of people, or your backyard, do-it-yourselfers, or...
And that's okay. You know, we sell a ton of parts over the counter for the DIY guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, there needs... Even here, we have 3 points of quality control. You know, the tech does it. Then we have the alignment guy. So if the tech installs it, I have a different guy align it. He once overs it, checks everything.
Right.
Checks all the bolts. He does the alignment. And when that guy's done, he brings it to my service manager. And then my service manager will check it one last time. You know, if that DIY guy is laying on his back for 2 days trying to put this lift on in his driveway, which he's probably more than capable of doing. You know, it's easy to overlook something.
Sure.
You know, and if you don't, you can over-torque something, you can under-torque it, put the wrong bolt in the wrong hole, all of that makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
You know, so there was a time that we aggressively advertised.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a stab at other shops. It was just concerned about the safety. A lot of these kids are doing it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yep.
You know, and there's some unsafe stuff on this road. It would blow your mind, some of the stuff that comes through this building every day.
Yeah.
That is going to kill somebody when it fails.
Right.
Not if, but when.
When. Yeah, it's just a matter of when that wheel comes off.
Yeah.
Or like we talk, that spindle, I mean, breaks under especially, hopefully,
I mean,
it didn't happen.
I don't know if you've seen, there's a viral video that went around social media on Facebook mainly. That I seen it, but it was a guy going down the road in a Chevy truck, and his wheel come off, and the little SUV hit the wheel, and it flipped the SUV.
sent it flying.
Yeah, I mean, it sent this car into a full flip in the air, you know. Kids, anybody could. A pregnant woman could have been in that car, you know. So, right. You know, it, like I said, it wasn't a stab at any other shop. It's really just being concerned about the safety of the people in those vehicles, but also my family that's passing these people every day.
Well, and I mean, you know, because you work on these trucks every day, lowering them or raising them, you know, there's safety that goes into either one.
And there's so much into it. You know? They come in all the time, you know, they want to show you a picture, and I'm like, can't do that. Well, yeah, you can. It's right here. I'm like, that's a steel shot on Instagram.
That's not drivable.
Yeah, no. We just won't do it.
Yeah.
It's got to be safe.
Yeah. Which, that's a good point. You know, something that could look cool, but that thing doesn't get on the road. That's a trailer queen that doesn't actually go anywhere except to car shows.
Correct.
And it's not drivable.
We've had people come here and we check out their trucks, or we find something that's serious like that, that they, you know, choose not to fix it for whatever reason. It could be funds. Maybe they don't believe it's as bad as what we are telling them, or they just gonna go home and do it themselves.
Yeah.
I've made people take it out of here on a tow truck. You know, it's a bad situation to have with a customer, but if I believe, or my service manager believes without a doubt that it's a safety issue,
right,
it ain't leaving here on, like, if it ain't fixed, it's leaving on a tow truck.
Yeah.
I'll pay for the tow truck.
Right.
It ain't driving out of here.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna be the last person to touch that truck when it falls apart.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that on my conscience either.
No, I'll pay for it, but it's leaving on a tow truck.
Which that says a lot about you, and obviously why your business is going well.
Yeah.
You know, because that's one thing I was really impressed too. We were talking, you know, you guys have grown the last 4 years.
Yeah.
You've opened a second location now. Is it Prairieville or Gonzales?
It's Gonzales.
It is Gonzales.
Yep.
In Gonzales on Airline Highway?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in the old Auto Works building.
Okay.
Damon Dewey on that building.
All right.
It don't take work long to spread in this industry. And there was some things we were hearing. I reached out to Damon, and he told me he confirmed what we were hearing, and I told him I was interested in the building.
Yeah.
Did a walkthrough on a Saturday, and Monday I had the keys.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the two locations, do y'all do anything different at one from the other, or?
So I'm glad you asked me that. So this is, you know, I mentioned earlier that we're kind of confused that we're just a truck shop. We are changing our business plan for Ascension. Ascension is a street truck car world.
Okay.
Lower trucks, fast cars.
Right.
You know, so we are thinking about doing a four-wheel drive commercial street truck car.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's the plans with that. You know, we had a lot of big plans come January. I've been out for a back surgery, so come January, you know, I've had plenty of time to strategize and figure out what I want to do. So, you know, I've got some big things coming in January, man. That's gonna
awesome.
It's gonna shake the.
And you want to give a little sprinkle, a little hint out there for anybody?
We may or may not be getting into the full air ride suspension market.
Yeah. Sweet. I know we were going to be doing one on an old Cadillac, drop-top Cadillac. Yeah. My buddy Corey and I bought a Cadillac a few years ago, and it's just been kind of sitting up. It's been a project.
Man, I would love to do it. I'd lay it out.
Okay. I'll get with you.
So I'll go ahead and announce it now. You know, I hired a guy that's moving here from Arizona.
Okay.
And we have the four bays in the back here.
Sweet.
That we'll be doing full air ride suspension.
Nice.
And also we'll be offering it in Gonzales as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, obviously, like you said, trucks, 4x4s, raised, lifted, lowered.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things you guys
commercial
like to do?
You know, we do a lot of commercial trucks, you know. We're not just the bells and whistles, the fun stuff that, you know, we do.
Work trucks.
Yeah, we do help people make their trucks, make them money.
Yeah, see you can't see them on camera, but I see all the toolboxes.
Yeah,
and
so we, you know, we do
fuel pumps and all that in the back.
The fuel tanks, fuel pumps, service bodies, flatbeds, lift gates, crane trucks.
Okay.
There's not anything on the road that we don't do.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, and I saw I was looking to I'm a neat freak with my car.
Yeah.
And I saw you got the whole suite of like all the chemical guys products. Yeah,
we take pride in that wall. You know, there's a lot of DIY people that do it themselves on when it comes to cleaning their vehicle, and you know, we tried multiple brands, and with the chemical guys,
they got some good stuff.
They had something for any situation. You know, and my guy Brock, he's my guru when it comes to that.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot he doesn't know about that brand. You could come in here and talk to Brock.
Yeah.
Tell him what problem you have, and he's going to bring you right to the product. He's like, this is what you need.
I started using a lot of their stuff because it was as good as the professional stuff.
Yeah.
But you could order it as a consumer.
Correct.
And the price weren't.
Yeah.
The price is
very fair. You know, we sell everything here at minimum advertised price.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether it's that cleaning product, those rims, that toolbox over there. If you Google it, that's the price we sell it for.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that's why we do so well with that.
Yeah.
Because we don't mark it up. And there's not a big profit margin.
Right.
But the volume that I do on that, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Well, and Amazon and everything. Like, to be in any kind of retail now, I mean, you have to be competitively.
Yeah, if you're not, if you're selling it, and look, there's shops that do sell it for more. There's shops, I guess, that would sell it for less. but yeah, if you're not competitive, especially like you said with Amazon, you know, you might not be here long.
Yeah,
you know, Amazon is
they're here to stay.
Yeah, they ain't going nowhere.
They bought the old mall and turned it into a shipping center. So they're
definitely not. The fall of the mall. I think there will be a day that the mall will be a thing of the past.
I saw a it's been a minute, been about a year, but it was early, like close to 2000, like in the 90s. There were over 2,000 malls in America.
Yeah,
and then. Within the last few years, that number had dropped to in the 700 range.
Wow.
And they're expecting that number to decline into like the 100 range in the next decade. Like,
and I bet you, if you probably could do a Google search and figure it out, but you know, not only that are they putting them out of business, Amazon's putting them out of business, but then they're buying their land for pennies on the dollar.
Look at the mall here. Old Cortana Mall is a Cortana Amazon Mall's shipping
gone,
plant.
And it's an Amazon shipping facility now that I can't even imagine the square foot that's in that building.
Yeah.
A couple million.
Well, and that's why I love doing these business spotlights, you know, because I want local businesses to thrive, you know, and I want to work with good people that I like working with. They treated me well, and I want other people to know the services that are offered, There's a service that Amazon can't do.
Correct.
That's the one good thing, too, is, you know, you don't just sell a toolbox.
Yes, correct.
Or cleaning products or rims.
Yes.
You know, like...
And their warranty's different.
Yeah.
I had recently had a customer come in that bought his airbags off of Amazon, installed them, had some issues. We figured out what it was, and he needed to warranty out one of his airbags. He did not buy them from me, but I told him I'm gonna, you know, I just need your receipt and I'll call.
Out.
Yeah, because I mean, we can make the call and get it done pretty quick, you know. But it didn't work like that.
Hmm.
So if you buy them airbags from me and have a problem, I'm gonna call my supplier. They say, okay, I got you another set on the way. I'm gonna walk over there, pull them off my shelf, and swap them out.
Of course.
When yours come in, I'll resell those and then move on. But it didn't work like that. And he had to go back to Amazon. They had to be returned back to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole nother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but like you said, you know, they don't have, you know, the service that we offer. You know,
right.
For one, their warranty's not the same.
That's good to know, because I've never thought about that from, like, especially... Because I don't buy a lot of big purchases on Amazon, because I don't like to deal with that or the liability. Yeah. I'd rather go somewhere local for my big purchases.
And it's important, you know. I mean, I'm guilty. I didn't like Amazon, but in some cases it's hard not to buy from them.
So notice the shirt up here in the frame, the yeah. mechanic shirt. So what's the story? So
that's Daryl Carmina.
Okay.
My son's grandfather, my ex-father-in-law. He worked for me up to about a year of him passing away.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, he had cancer, and they did a surgery to remove the cancer, and then he was released from the hospital. And a few days later, had to go back, put on a ventilator, and yeah, never woke up. So he was a big part, and CSE being what it is, you know. He was on the tech side of it. He's the one that got me the job at Robinson Brothers. He was the main tech there.
Okay.
And he come on with me when I made the jump and stuck with me and, I mean, helped me through thick and thin, you know. So, and we were super close.
Yeah.
You know? I knew he was my ex-father-in-law, but he was still
family.
Yeah, he's still family.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew there had to be something when I saw it up there in the case.
Yeah, so we put that up there and,
yeah.
you know, just
and I know you're it. A family man because last yeah. week, you know, yeah. and you've mentioned your stepmother's doing well.
Yep, everything's good.
Thank God, yep. yeah.
Yep, everything's good. We had a little scare, but everything's fine.
Good.
Yep.
I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, now family's always first.
Yep.
And you run a business, so you know you yeah. sacrifice a lot of time.
Oh, ain't no doubt.
You're saying, I know you didn't build this working 40 hours a week.
No. You know, they say in business, you know, if you make it a year, you got it made. That ain't true. No, that ain't even close. You Not know, 6 years, you ain't got it made. 10 years.
Yeah, I saw the statistic is, you know, in the first 5 years, it's over half of businesses fail.
Yeah, correct.
And in 10 years, over 90%.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a wow. crazy number of startups.
Yeah.
You know, and so people now, hey, they see all the success and the trucks. And
but
the,
you know,
the,
I can.
But like you said, they don't see when you were down to your last $6,000.
Yeah.
And bet everything
yeah,
on
I mean, it. Yeah, I mean, look, I thank God all the time. You know, I pull in this building and I just kind of shake my head like, you know, I still wowed. When I walk in here and, you know, all those vehicles you see back there, most of them are finished, waiting to be picked up, but some of them are here to be worked on, and I can only fit what fits in the building. The rest is in the parking lot, and, you know, business is good.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of times, you know, that the odds were definitely stacked against us, and we just kept pushing, man, good people. My people here,
yeah,
I've got some good people.
Well, I saw one of my buddies, Sterling.
Yeah, Sterling Bird.
You mentioned when I walked in, Sterling said, hey, and he had come back.
Yep, Sterling's back. You know, he left for a little while. At the time he left, I couldn't blame him. You know, we were struggling.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little bit before COVID. And,
right.
You know, we were in that little building killing ourselves to do 3 trucks a day. Now we do 30 a day.
Wow.
You know, so, and back then, like I said earlier, you know, I couldn't rub 2 nickels together back then. And,
yeah.
And, you know, he was concerned about his well-being. And so he parted ways, and he stayed gone for a little while, but he's back. And
that's good.
You know, we talked still all the time, and I would tell him what we were doing over here. And, you know, and he's like, ain't no way. And I'm like, bro, you just have no idea. You need to come see. And,
yeah.
you know, he was definitely shocked when he got here.
So business owners out there, you know, people that are building a business, you know, what do you think separated you from the competition these last 5 years? While a lot of people were downsizing, and especially, I mean, a lot of this is a luxury.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, fixing up a vehicle isn't a necessity. Now, if it's a fleet truck for industrial, but, you know, what do you think puts you ahead and sets
you apart? Our service after the sale.
Yeah.
You know, we don't advertise. I don't really spend any money on advertising. We're very fortunate. I don't have to.
Yeah.
If I do one customer's vehicle, he's going to send me 10 people.
Right.
Those 10 are going to send me 10 each. And, you know, our service after the sale.
That's huge.
When you walk in here, if I'm here, I'm going to shake your hand. Whether I'm meeting you for the first time or I've known you for 5 years. You know, I care about my customer. I don't care about the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, I give stuff away every day.
Yeah.
Like, I just...
When you mentioned the free inspections on lifts.
Yeah. You know, we had a situation where my store manager's been dealing with a supplier for 4 days on getting a $48 part warrantied. And they're wanting the pictures and they're wanting videos. They want to see what, you know. I'm like, dude, buy the part and keep moving.
Our hourly shop rate is more than $48.
I told him, I said, email those people and tell them we've spent more in time
than
the $48.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't care about the bottom line. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those owners that, you know, pinch pennies and worry that. I'm not one of those. You know, I just the revenue. The bottom line does not bother me.
Yeah.
You know, I have. I mentioned earlier, 20 plus employees that work here, and my competitor shops has 5 or 6.
Yeah.
7. Ish. Do I need 25? I could probably cut back, but I don't know if I could do without any one of them this year.
Right.
Every one of them, they all are really good at what they do, and you know, I'm not gonna let somebody go to raise the bottom line.
Right.
I've worked for companies, you know, I won't mention the name, but he would go out of town and like a little men's retreat, just kind of, you know, where you reflect back and just think, but he'd come back and I'd have to let 4 or 5 people go.
Right.
You know, to raise revenue in the company, you either need to go up on your prices
or
cut cost.
Yeah.
You know, if the sales aren't there, but our sales are here.
Yeah.
You know? So we're very fortunate.
Yeah. You know, and I saw that, I learned that lesson the hard way. I went to work for a big company 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Promised me the world. I left my mortgage brokerage, and this was January of 22.
Yeah.
The mortgage market collapsed in 22.
Yeah.
6 months later, they fired me and thousands of other people that year, and then trumped up bogus reasons for firing people to then try to sue us to get their bonuses and get what they paid us back.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, happy to say that we won that case.
That's good.
You know, but it cost them. You know, I said it's like I lost a battle but won the war.
Yeah.
Still cost me six figures to pay an attorney to fight that.
I left.
And those companies, it's profit over people. And I always say people over profit.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, like you, my company, there have been times when I've lost, or I didn't take a check.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But my employees did.
Yeah.
Because my wife knows. We'll go without before our team does.
100%.
So
I have definitely done that.
Yeah.
I definitely have done that.
Yeah. I think most good business owners have.
No doubt.
You know, and ethical ones. But there are some people who just, hey, it's all about the bottom line.
Yep, that's right.
And they, like you said, they'll send people home at Christmas to cut the bottom line.
Yep.
And unfortunately,
I don't know that, I can't tell you the last time I've asked my wife, you know, how are we doing? Where are we at?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to ask that a lot just because I had to make sure that, you know, payroll's coming Friday, this and that. But, you know, it's been a long time since I've had to worry about that.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
So the location in, when did y'all open the Gonzales location?
So Gonzales technically is open a year today, this month.
Oh, wow, okay.
So we were in the building, but didn't officially open till January 1.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing really well. Like I said, we're kind of driving that store to more street truck now.
Yeah.
We went in with a different attitude and a different mindset that, you know, we were just going to do a smaller version of this. And you know, we were wrong about Ascension. You know, Ascension is a different,
it's funny how just 20 minutes up the road, it's a different market.
It really is crazy.
Yeah.
It's a complete different demographics of customers. And, you know, so our Gonzales location, like I said, you know, we're going to really start pushing this street truck and car scene.
Yeah. Now, one thing I was surprised too, you were showing me one of the trucks back there. You had done a insane custom stereo in that.
Yeah.
So y'all do stereo stuff here too?
Yeah. We don't advertise it.
No.
You know, again, something else that we're going to be introducing publicly, you know, come the first of the year is we will be a full-line car stereo shop here and in Ascension.
Okay.
We're going to start it here and then we'll will start moving some of it to Ascension.
Yeah.
The Ascension, I believe, will be strong. It was an audio shop. I put Car Stereo in that shop 25 years ago.
Okay.
So my roots is Car Stereo.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice to put stereo back in that building,
right,
like I did 25 years ago.
You know, it's funny. My wife, she calls me a big kid. You know, because every time I get in the car, like it goes, she's like, "Where's your car?
Window tint, rims, and audio."
Yes, 100%.
Yep.
You got all three. Like, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
That is the must.
Yep.
Like before it even hits the road.
Ain't no doubt. No
Especially
doubt.
The heat down here.
Yeah, no
got
doubt.
Got out my window tint.
Yep.
And 99% of the cars, the wheels got to be upgraded.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, audio always has to be upgraded.
You know, the window tint world has changed. You know, 10 years ago, the film that we had 10 years ago versus the film that we have now.
Oh, it's unreal.
It's unbelievable. You know, the UV protection and the IR rejection that we get out of these films now,
mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, you could be 90 years old and you need window tint. We don't have to make it darker.
Yeah.
I have crystal tint clear. That's literally almost clear.
I know.
It's 80%, which, lady, 80% light transmission, but blocks 80% of the heat that comes through that glass.
Yeah.
And I'm using round numbers, but it is insane.
I know.
The technology that is in window tint now.
Yep. Same thing I've seen with, you know, for my cars, the thing I've started doing, especially if I get a brand new vehicle, the PPF protection,
yes,
on the,
yes,
front,
yep,
for the rock chips and,
yep,
everything. That clear film,
yes,
that stuff is bulletproof,
yeah,
practically,
yeah,
now,
it's
and
nice.
It's crystal clear.
That's right. You know, back in the day, it used to yellow. And
yellow
no more. You couldn't buff it back then. Now,
yep,
we can buff it. And now, you know, so we do PPF here, but we also do colored PPF.
Yeah.
So if your car is white, you want it to be black, not only can I wrap it black, but I can wrap it with a PPF film, so I can paint protect your
whole
vehicle and change the color.
Yeah.
You know, if you want it, if it's black and you just want it flat, we can, I mean, that's simple to do.
Yeah.
And that's with PPF film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so y'all do the full,
mm-hmm,
vehicle wraps.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's great. I love it. Like, we did a clear, my wife's car was this really, it was a flat, very flat red,
yes, yeah,
from the factory, and every imperfection showed.
Yeah, no doubt.
The clear, everything. So the minute we got it, it was like paint
yep,
correction.
Yep.
Even though it was a brand new car, it needed a lot of swirls,
ain't no doubt,
and a lot of paint correction,
yep,
and then clear wrap.
Yep,
on the car.
Yeah. That, you know, I said that there ain't much that we don't do. That's the only thing that we don't do here. But again, it's the first thing that I, just like you, it's one of the first things that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I take a brand new car. One of my really good friends owns a dealership, and I bought a car from him. I was like, don't even wash it. And it leaves straight from him and goes straight to a detail shop.
Yep.
You know, and there's several really good ones here in Baton Rouge,
yeah,
in Ascension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was, I tell you, it's surprising. You know, hers was a Porsche.
Yeah.
And it sat at the port waiting on some,
yep,
part during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it got here, the amount of water spot, like acid water,
oh,
spots,
yeah,
on the glass, it even took my buddy's detail shop multiple,
yeah,
times to get the glass clear.
Yeah.
And get the paint corrected. And it was a brand new car.
Yeah.
And it was really kind of disappointing.
Yeah,
when
it was
you
the
get
same
it.
Way with our Porsche. We had the Taycan.
That's what we got.
Yep. And
yep,
we I used, let's see, who did I use? Matt with VIP,
okay,
Surface Concepts.
Okay.
And he spent, I don't know, 3-4 days on that car.
Right.
It was brand new, but it was well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that was, so we got a red Taycan.
Yep. Yeah, so, ours was black.
Yeah, so both colors.
Yeah.
They're very flat.
Yeah.
They look great when they're clean.
Yes, yes.
But
she wanted that, the Panamera. And it was like a pinkish purplish color.
I've seen that
it
color.
Was cool, and they had one there, and I was like, just drive, all I want you to do is drive this Taycan.
Yes.
And because I had the Tesla Model S Plaid, so I was like, she's like, I don't want electric. I said, I just want you to drive it.
Try it.
And when she drove it, she's like, oh my god. it's so smooth, it's so quiet. Needless to say, we left with it.
Fun to drive. It's one of my favorite cars we've ever owned.
No doubt. Yep.
That's funny. What year is yours?
So I was just a 24.
Okay. Oh, so y'all just got one.
Yep.
Okay, so we got a 22, and we were just there the other day looking at trading it out for. Mm-hmm. She can't find another car she wants.
Yeah.
And her lease is up in a year, and they're giving like a full pull ahead. So
yeah, I was going to say, you could probably go, because.
Yeah.
I mean, you went to Brian Harris?
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
We were looking at one the other day.
I would almost think that they could probably, you wouldn't have to wait that year.
Yeah, they have a 12-month pull ahead.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no other car
now that she wants. So the difference between yours and ours, performance, I mean, there's a lot of differences between the 22 and 24.
Yeah.
Even the 25 now is a brand new body style.
Well, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
The 25 is different than the 24.
I saw they made some new trims.
Mm-hmm.
There's some GTS.
Yep, there's some different.
Like some different. So she's got the Taycan Turbo, but not the Turbo S.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's so fun. It's so fast.
Yeah. You'll like that one.
Yeah.
Shannon called it her Ninja. It was super quiet. She could just sneak up on you.
My wife, we always joke when guys are revving their engine on side of us, I'm like, show them what's up. Sport knob.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have the little active exhaust button.
And it just goes whoop.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I mean, but it's funny being car guys. Like, I love this stuff.
You know?
And being around, like, that's one thing I wish I never sold. The truck I got the tires from you, that F-150, that Tuscany F-150, and that's one of my regrets. That was like in my top three vehicles I should have never sold.
Yep.
And that one's definitely up there.
I have a few of those on that list.
Yeah.
That I shouldn't have never sold.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of them that I should have never bought. The list of never should have never bought is definitely longer than the ones I should have never sold.
Yeah. I'm accumulating a little, like you said.
Yeah.
A list of, man, if I'd have just kept those and they'd be paid for and they were reliable and never.
I jokingly tell my wife I'm gonna mess my credit up for a little while just so I won't buy a vehicle. You know, because I see these things, I get to work on them every day and I deal with dealerships every day.
Yeah.
And I try to spread my business and, you know, the people that do business with me, I buy from them.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
same way.
You know, so it puts you in a bad position, you know, when you have the ability to buy any of these things that come through here every day, and we get to take them apart, so I know the good ones from the bad ones.
Yeah, I know. You know the guy. So a lot of Vinny with Vinny's Exotics is one of my first calls when I'm considering another car.
Yep.
I'm like, hey, what's the ins and outs on this?
Yep. Ain't no doubt.
And he's always spot on. Like, he warned me with my McLaren. He goes, depends on which one you get. They're finicky, and I got a finicky one.
Yeah.
And so, it made it about a year, and then it was time for something else.
You got rid of it?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I loved it, but on these roads, and it was at Vinny's more than it was at my house. So I was like, that's no fun.
Yeah. So I'm that guy in the truck world. You know, every day my phone rings, and it's somebody that's, you know, just needing advice. Hey, I'm thinking about going Dodge, but I have a Ford, or vice versa, or a Chevrolet, and... You know, and then I just link them to the to the people.
Yeah, give me the good, the bad, the ugly, and unbiased, you know, because you see them all.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, exactly. For a truck opinion, you'd be my first call. Like, all right, I'm going to get another 4x4. What's your pick?
I could definitely tell you off camera which brand not to buy.
I know.
Yeah.
My buddy's trying to talk me into buying. He's got a Velociraptor that's beautiful. And Jennifer's like, no. We're not.
Yeah. So I had the TRX briefly. I had it about a week. Remember when COVID prices of the trucks
you couldn't get stuff.
Yeah, you couldn't get anything, and if you had it, it was worth more.
Yeah, worth more than
you paid for it 5 years later, 4 years later. Well, I had the TRX, and I only had it a week, and there was two trucks in that period that happened. One of them was a dually customer come in. He's like, man, whose truck is that? I said, it's mine. He's like, I want that truck. I was like, it's not for sale. And he's like, I want that truck.
Okay.
Yeah. So
everything's got a price.
About 2 weeks later, he bought that truck.
Yeah.
You know, but same with the TRX. You know, my wife's Bronco I had, you know.
I had a friend make like 25 grand. 25 grand he made 6 or 8 months after he bought his Bronco. sold it for $25,000 more than he paid for
the
allotment.
We did a ton of stuff to hers. And one of my really good friends bought it. So it's still here. And I mean, matter of fact, I think it's here now. I know it was here yesterday. We were doing some work on it. And I bought her another one, and it's cool, but she still does not let me lift that first Bronco down.
My wife's favorite vehicle, like she talked, other than her Porsche, yeah. all the, but my big truck. She's like, I love driving that thing.
We could build you another one.
I own the road. Exactly. Right. Exactly right.
Yep.
So, best way to get in touch with you guys, like people looking to contact you, what's the best way to reach you?
All the social medias, that goes straight to me. Okay. I am trying to pass that down to some other employees to help me just because sometimes it gets a little overwhelming.
Right.
Overwhelming. But you can call the 225-298-4921. So now that number rings both for Baton Rouge and Gonzales.
298-4921?
Mm-hmm. 225-298-4921. And when you call that, it's going to ask you if you want Baton Rouge press 1, Gonzales press 2. And we did that because... So when I acquired the Gonzales location, the 647-3939, everybody knows that phone number. I mean, that number's been, you know, the late Donnie Williams, I mean, 30 years or more. So that it was important to me to keep that phone number, but I felt like a lot of our customers didn't know that we were doing, because I don't advertise.
Right.
So I figured it was an easy way for me to advertise the Gonzales and it not cost me a dime. So yeah. That customer that's calling that doesn't realize we have one in Gonzales can say, oh, well, I'm going to hit
two. Yeah, because if you live there.
Yeah, so I'm relieving some of the pressure off this store and sending some of it down there. So it works really well. But that 225-298-4921, all the social media platforms, it's just CSC Customs.
Yeah.
But you can reach out on there. We reply really quick. You can text that same 225-298-4921. That goes to somebody. That goes to one of our salesmen's phone.
Okay.
So you know we can text through there. I mean, it's easy to get.
Very easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because I know like we get a lot of clients and they're looking, and commute is one thing they ask about. And my wife, we've talked to a few people, and that commute from Gonzales to Baton Rouge with traffic is rough.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
So you know now,
and that's why we did Gonzales. You know, everybody's like, man, why would you know? You remember when Juban Road started, like the whole hype of Juban Road, and it was going to be the best of everything. So we jumped on that bandwagon, and we put a location in the Juban Road area, and it didn't do well. So everybody asked me, you know, why Gonzales? You know, it's 7 miles, 8 miles down the road. Gonzales people don't want to drive to Baton Rouge.
Nope.
And vice versa. Baton Rouge people don't want to drive to Gonzales. So putting one there, I think year to date, we've only had maybe 3 or 4 existing customers that was already customers of Baton Rouge. The other 97% of it is all brand new business.
Right.
You know, so that location is... definitely was a plus.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything I didn't talk about that you want to bring up, or Christmas specials, anything right now?
So we do have a lot of sales on Christmas stuff. You know, this time of the year is when we sell a ton of gift certificates.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I closed my business, which everybody tells me I'm crazy. That you know, all the other business owners and friends that I have tell me that I'm crazy. I closed the whole company from the 24th, we work a half a day on the 24th, and we don't come back to the first business day of January.
Nice. Like I said, you're a family man. Yeah, about that earlier.
Yeah, I want these people to spend time with their family. You know, I had to work those days.
Me too.
And it sucked.
I do it every year still.
Yeah, you know, and it sucked. It wasn't, you know, it's not how I want this done.
And I feel like I'm the only one working that week anyway.
Yeah.
I don't get anything done.
Yeah. Yeah, so we will be closed half a day on the 24th. We do have people that purchase things that needs to pick it up on Christmas Eve night, you know, before Santa comes. So we'll meet Santa here to gather everything up. We do have some vehicles here that are built, that are being delivered by Santa, you know, so we help with the logistics of getting those vehicles to those people's homes. But as far as sales, everything's on sale, you know. Just come in.
Yeah.
I mean, they're you call any one of these guys and they're going to take care of you. They're going to give you the best deal possible and, you know, hands down the best service.
Yeah. No, I can definitely vouch for that. You guys have always taken great care of me and my people anytime we've needed anything.
Yep.
And so definitely highly recommend CSC Customs.
Yep, appreciate it.
Chris Wagley, thank you guys every week for tuning in for Financial Fitness. We'll be back next week with more Business Spotlights.